Hello, Gothamites. We are here for the season 4 premiere of Gotham. We are going to talk about all of it. It's here. It's live. It's next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We are back here at AfterBuzz TV to talk about Gotham, a dark night, Pax Penguina. It's finally here. It's been a long summer, but it's here. I'm your host, Steve Kaufman. You can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. But I have a new addition.
Yes, what's going on, everybody? I am Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach. And I'm excited. This new season is like, it came to play. I feel like it's a step up from last season.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's Gotham as a show always one-ups itself, which
yes.
is what I like, that it keeps growing. It kind of ages like a wine,
yeah.
in the sense that every year it continually gets better.
Yes, it has. Last season, I liked, but this season, I'm a little more excited coming into the first episode.
Me too. Like, well, and the way they ended last season, like, there was just so much set up for
yes.
this episode
yes.
to be so good.
Yes.
I was going to ask what your opening thoughts are, but we got there. Let's jump into what I like to call the Dr. Crane gang.
Okay, yes, the Dr. Crane gang.
Although it's Baby Crane. He's not a doctor. He's
yeah,
just a kid. And then
the dad's dead.
The Denton gang, if you will. We find out that Penguin has lowered crime to historic lows because he's licensed crime.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed this very much. I really want to see a webisode where he actually does this.
I feel like we've been waiting for this for so long for him to finally take control and to kind of like own Gotham, and he's finally at that point. I don't know if you can really license crime, though.
If you're the king of the underworld, you can.
I mean, sure, but not when you're a penguin.
Well, if you're... It's not like he just showed up one day. Like, it would feel weird if this were Enigma or another character
yeah, that's true.
Wasn't like, involved been, in the underworld their whole time.
He's been actively aiming at this.
Like, all of those players knew who Penguin was for years.
Yes.
So for him to now just suddenly, not suddenly, like, officially take over the underworld versus being mayor or being exiled or being Fish Mooney's lackey or being, like, all of these things, that he's finally in a place where he's just like, no, I'm the Penguin.
He finally came to play and he put everybody... to bed.
Yeah.
It's about time.
I love this opening. I love this opening on the wedding. Complete with a cheesy wedding.
I loved every second of it.
So there's a lot of talk among the people. Like, the creators of this show claim they want this show to remain timeless, which is why very rarely will they use a cell phone.
Right.
Most of the computer screens and TV screens are going to be, like, tubed and in a 4:3 format. And, like, there are a lot of those details that are left. This is what we would consider an 80s themed wedding.
Yeah, it felt very 80s. So that's why, like, when it first started, I was like, is this a throwback?
Is this a flashback? I initially thought, like, is this a flashback?
Yeah, and then that was like, my first thought.
Then I was like, well, Gotham is so timeless.
Right.
That they would rather leave us into that ambiguity.
Right.
Instead of, whatchamacallit?
Instead of setting a
time. Instead of saying, like, no, it's 1983. Yeah. Like, they never do this. There are many...
Which
Among
I think
us.
I appreciate about Gotham. Like, I don't know if I could take Jim Gordon seriously if he was, like, you know, taking selfies with Lee for Instagram.
Yeah, and I also wouldn't, and this may happen, so I may have to eat the words on this clip, but I also wouldn't be a huge fan of if they do, like, a Flash or a Supergirl or an Arrowverse crossover.
Uh-huh.
Where they straight up say...
That would be interesting.
No, it's 1991 in Earth 2. Or Earth 3.
Yeah.
Because I think Supergirl's on Earth 2. So I think Earth 3, where I'm like, I didn't need to know that. Could this just be a timeless thing where it exists? Like, you're telling me it's 1992 on Earth 3, and that's why everything's slightly different? It's the third Earth?
So what do you think of this whole Crane, like, fear juice thing?
Because
that's what this new gang, they want to come in and they want to, like, dominate. And Penguin's like, no, because I'm licensing I'm licensing crime.
I like how the show kept it very personal. Because the show, using the tropes it uses, runs the risk weekly of running into, oh, we got to stop the big bomby thing.
Right.
And then, like, plot, plot, plot. Where it's literally like, no, Penguin fought really hard. And we kind of sort of perversely side with Penguin.
It's so, okay, I'm glad you said that, because I'm, like, in that same boat where, like, I don't want to root for him because, like, he's technically, like, the bad guy trying to take over Gotham, and I, like, really want to root for Jim, but then sometimes Jim is just, like, so cliche good that today I felt myself, like, so torn with who I'm siding with.
Well, impure, I side with Jim. I'll always side with Jim. Like, he's such a true north.
Yes.
That it's always so fun to see, and this show always did a great job of, like, Jim is so true north altruist good that he's in such a terrible place where nobody else is. Like, it's always funny to see how he reacts and how few other allies he can get.
Yeah.
Like Alfred, like Bruce.
Yeah.
That it's... They always like to put them in situations.
Like, I feel like I'm at a point where I'm, like, appreciating, like, all the bad guys. And I'm like, who do I like? Do I, like... Am I rooting for Selina? Am I rooting for Penguin? Am I rooting for Victor? Like...
Well, I guess we're... I always root for Victor just because he's so cool.
I love Victor. Like, he's my favorite.
Even when he robs a woman.
Barbara Keene was my favorite.
Probably is your favorite. Like,
she is, yeah. Barbara's my favorite. And he's probably my new favorite, Victor.
Got it. I'm just retweeting the link and then opening up the chat. We've mentioned Victor's ass a couple times. We've already seen our feeds. Our feeds have already happened. We know. There's some shipping happening.
Yes. So I saw that on Twitter and I got really excited because I was thinking it in my head because I was like very pro-Zaz. And then when I saw that there was a ship going on, I got even more excited.
Two things about ships. One, I think Penguin is asexual. Like most
but he
actual
liked,
penguins.
But he liked Nygma.
But he liked Nygma. He didn't lust for Nygma. Like, he didn't have a sexual attraction to Nygma.
That's
he
true.
Just loved Nygma. I think he's asexual. However, I also like to institute a 3-episode ship rule.
Okay.
In all of my shows, which is you have to wait 3 episodes until you can just... Nope, they're shipped.
Okay.
Like, you can't ship them on week one. I would argue that Zaz has been around the show the whole time, but Zaz is just now working with Penguin, so I'll give it 1 episode just for existence. So next week we can start shipping them.
I don't know. I think I'm team ship today. Like, I was so into it. I mean, and if Penguin doesn't want Zaz, I'll take him.
Well,
I'll just throw that out there.
Well, that's good to know. I'm a big fan of just the convergence of the A story, which is the crane juice, if you will. And back to my initial point that I think they kept it so personal and they kept it not plot driven.
Right.
That it was very much, well, what's going to happen to Penguin? What's going to happen to Gordon? What's going to happen to these people that we've grown to actually like versus, oh, they're all going to come together at this one place and then it's going to go boom and then most of it'll settle and then we're back to normal.
Right. But there's a lot of, like, infection going on. Like, last season we saw the infection, and then now we're into the fear infection. Do you think that this is a storyline that's going to be a little predictable?
Well, I think predictable, yes, but entertaining still.
Okay.
Because I think, once again, they're not playing on plot. They're playing very purely on, well, how does Gordon feel about that? How does Penguin feel about that? How does Bruce feel about Penguin feeling about Gordon feeling about that? And like, that's just good writing that you play it into a point. You play everyone as emotional pawns instead of just regular pawns.
Yeah.
That, I don't know, that's a real fun game of chess to watch. Just emotional chess.
Yes.
You want to watch weekly emotional chess. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up the chat. And I said chess when I meant chess. So, if you're licensing crime...
Mm-hmm.
How long until you license vigilantism?
I mean, would you? If you're... I mean, I feel like that's not in Penguin's wheelhouse. He's not somebody...
Oh, no, he's not going to license vigilantism. I'm just posing it as an overall, like... To a certain extent, you're licensing crime.
Does that actually work, though? Like, I know he's selling it on the point that, like, crime is down and the rates are so much lower, but, like, is there longevity with that plan? I feel like that... You think so?
Because he's ruling with an iron fist.
Okay.
He's only licensing people he wants.
But do you think that would...
I think if somebody went on just a straight up, like, Joker-like murder spree...
Yeah.
He would probably revoke their license and then have them disappeared by Zaz.
Ah.
Like, it's him controlling Gotham, and it's just that his idea of what's right and wrong is way different than... you or mine or Gordon's.
Yeah.
Like the average, or Gordon, who would be the avatar for the average viewer,
mm-hmm.
where it would be very much like, I watching a wedding get robbed at gunpoint was really cringy to me, because that's stuff that like typically doesn't happen in civilized.
Right.
In like, I don't think I've ever heard of that happening in my lifetime, in my life, in people I know.
That was one of my favorite mic drop moments in this episode, though, when Victor came in, kicked the other gang out, and then he's like, but I got another gang that's going to come and handle your wedding. So don't worry. I got you.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Like, it's a union job.
Yes.
They've unionized crime. It's very interesting. I just do think, and they have brought this up in the show, where it's like very much, where's the escalation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you unionize murder?
Yeah, like what types of crime are covered in there? Like when I'm applying for this license, well, do I have boxes that I can check?
Well, technically all crime would be covered.
So murder and like big crimes.
But Penguin would know. Penguin would know murder is pretty unacceptable. Of it.
Okay. Like
murder, well, he wouldn't approve of murder.
Right.
Murder would be pretty unacceptable.
Okay.
So he would
small crimes.
Small to relative crimes.
Okay.
And I think that would be, I don't know. See, what we're doing here, we're in the weeds about the specifics.
Yeah. No, we're getting to
this. This is what the show successfully did not do.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't a 20-minute scene where Gordon's sitting with Penguin and like, so, can I have
Let's
the room?
Let's hash out the details.
Can I have the room? All right. So, what crime is covered?
There's no mediation
what
and
crime
like,
isn't
contract
covered?
Negotiations. Gotham writers need to add a scene.
How many are there? No, they shouldn't. It's that would be a terrible scene. There'd be no character development. There'd be no... The stakes would be real low because you know they'd both walk out of the scene just like, I got more information.
Yeah.
It'd just be exposition heavy and terrible, which this episode has not been.
No, it was actually a lot better than I was. It started off a little... there was like a moment where it was a little slow, but I feel like by the end of it, it really kind of hooked me.
Yeah. We've been talking about Gordon. We'll just jump straight mm-hmm. into the Gordon, GCPD, Bullock, how they're handling this.
I didn't expect that from Bullock. I didn't expect him to be on board with the licensing.
Well, he was a rank and file guy. Yeah, he was a rank and file guy before season one, episode one, before he met Gordon. So it stands to reason, especially now that he is the biggest, like, rolling with Gordon, he wound up with being the head of the homicide precinct. But he wound up with a better job.
Yeah.
That he doesn't want to lose.
Yeah, I feel like he's more of like the easy man out. I'll do what makes the job easy. Where Gordon kind of always goes for what's right.
Yeah. And, well, Gordon will obviously go with what's right, whereas Bullock will try to ride the line. I think Bullock's the most pragmatic of all the people in Gotham, where he's like, yeah, it's wrong, but like...
But it works.
Am I going to... Like, he's, like, it's results. Like, it sounds like it's single-digit crime.
Yeah.
In Gotham. Which is funny, because they didn't... And also, I do want to point out something they didn't bring up, because once again, it would just be an in-the-weeds, not a scene we actually want. It's a scene you and I just want to, like, talk about.
Where right.
Is crime low because Penguin redefined it? Because...
That's what I was thinking too. Like, crime is low because now he's like controlling the crime, and this new system is so limited that now, like, only these five people can commit crimes because these are the only five people that have a license to commit crimes. So everybody else,
but
like,
it's not even that. Like, he might have given most of the underworld license to commit crime, but because they have a license to commit crime, the police don't go after them or report it or arrest them.
So it's not being tracked. Or
so if he's going by reported crime, reported crime would be if police found you.
Right.
If police find you,
they have to turn their back on it.
And you have to turn your back on, of course crime will be low.
Well,
I think the argument is that crime never actually, aside from like anarchy, which is where they left us, aside from anarchy, like actual law and order, like, I feel like Gotham's crime rate hasn't actually dropped from where it was before the Tetch virus.
Right.
But once again, like, the show doesn't need to tell us that. But of course, if you redefine what a crime is, because nobody's reporting on how many times a police officer had to walk away from a crime because the guy had a license.
Yeah.
They're just reporting on crime.
Yeah, so then the crimes that they're going to be reporting are so much fewer.
Yeah. I think that's how he gets away with saying the crime is lower.
But I think it's all his manipulation to rule the game.
He defined what crime is or isn't. So good on you, Penguin. That was a good job.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I'm rooting.
If you want him,
I'm impressed with how Penguin has been able to kind of take over the underworld or take over Gotham.
Yeah. It's a long time coming.
I waited for it. There was a moment where I didn't think it was going to happen, or I thought, like, that's how the show was going to end. And now that he's kind of in it and running with it, I'm feeling it.
Yeah, there's a lot going down in the chat. Yeah. People are just talking about all the Batman villains they want to see. Lady Shiva, the Ventriloquist, Calendar Man, Black Mask, Professor PYG, Dr. Death.
What do you think about Selina?
Do you think
that character is going to grow into like a real original Batman villain?
I hope so. Yeah. Well, I think similar to how Bruce will never be Batman, I feel like Selina will never be Catwoman. That happened. Like,
I know, but
they
were
like together briefly. It exists.
I feel like they're going to play with that a little more this season.
Oh, they're going to play with that a lot.
Yeah.
But
are you pro Bruce and Selina?
I'm pro Bruce and Selina. I'm anti Batman and Catwoman. It's a weird.
Yeah.
But they're not Batman and Catwoman yet, so they should ship. But she keeps going through like all the changes of somebody with a rough childhood goes through.
Yeah.
That it makes it really difficult for Bruce, who's somebody
she's playing with
who
him.
Had like a normal childhood and then just
who's
one
like emotionally
rough,
stable.
Yeah, like he's still very emotionally stable and she's a very emotionally unstable. And, like, she needs to learn to trust.
That's why he needs her to, like, tame her. He needs to tame that kitty.
But, like, I see what you did there. Definitely see what you did there. But I also think, who wants to feel tamed by another person, though?
Yeah.
Well, some people, but I don't. Yeah. Selina is such a wild cat, if you will. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's a pun jar one. I'm bringing back the pun jar for that one. But Selina is definitely untamed and wants to be willfully untamed. That Bruce would never work.
I think she wants to be tamed.
Wow. We're getting in there.
We're going deep this.
Well, but also she found a tamer and it wasn't Bruce. She found someone who could.
That's
groom.
What I mean. Like, she's longing to be tamed. That's why she's going to these other figures to kind of find some type of structure.
But I feel
like she really just needs like a Bruce in her life.
But
and
like
a therapist.
Bruce is I think everyone in Gotham needs a therapist. I feel like the therapists are so emotionally grounded and logical that the second this crime and like the first Tetch virus, I feel like by the middle of season one, most of the therapists left Gotham.
Yeah, they were like, I'm done.
My teas are not happening today.
Nope. I mean, a lot of business, but I don't think there's much.
Well, no, there's a lot of potential business.
A lot of potential business, but there's not a lot of execution.
I don't think there's not a lot
there.
Of actual business.
Yeah.
Unless you're the GCPD therapist, I guess. But even then, you're mandated and you're still kind of a cop.
Anything interesting in the chat room?
Oh, a lot interesting in the chat room. I don't have time to. Eric Olin, who's a big follower of our stuff, hashtag Punjar. Already happened. ZSB Lou, who was talking about all those characters. He was mentioning Prometheus is on Arrow, but I doubt the character will be in Gotham since they have more villains to choose from. I think Prometheus did a good job on Arrow, but we have a Lazarus Pit in Gotham.
Yeah.
Like, literally in Gotham, so anything's possible. Like, Ra's al Ghul is gonna come back, and Bruce is trying to prepare for him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that exists.
I'm, like, terrified of the Crane fear juice and like seeing how much that's gonna, like a serum that's like gonna enhance my fears and make me like I already have enough anxiety and I'm stuck in my own thoughts, like that scares me.
I don't know, the Crane fear juice, if I understood what it was while I got sprayed with it, I think I'd be more at peace with it than my normal everyday anxiety.
Okay.
Because I'd be like, okay. Because then I'd have anxiety, and then at least I'd be cognizant of like, well, of course you have anxiety. You got sprayed with a chemical that makes you have.
Yeah, there's a valid reason for why you have anxiety.
Just legitimate anxiety. Like, good for you. Like, whereas just like everyday anxiety, you're like, oh my God.
I was a little confused about it though, because like they used the scarecrow to like scare Crane, but like, did he see everybody as like a monster?
Well yeah, because when you get sprayed with the stuff, you see everyone as your deepest fears. It's kind of like It. That's not a spoiler to It. It is.
Okay, that makes sense.
So when Penguin got sprayed with it, he saw Enigma.
Yeah.
Looks like next week Gordon gets sprayed with it, so Ooh, I have a prediction for what he'll see.
What do you think
he'll
see?
But we're not there yet.
Okay.
Predictions, you gotta hold out.
Okay.
But, like, you see what you fear most.
Okay.
Kind of like a boggart in Harry Potter. I'm on a Harry Potter improv team.
I see myself in the future alone with cats.
References. We're getting pizza and lemonade, Arkham Asylum vibes in this episode.
Yeah,
feeling.
What does pizza and lemonade stand for?
No, that's the person's username.
Oh, that's the person's username. Well, because when I was looking on Twitter earlier and they were doing the Zaz penguin shipping, they were talking about pizza, so I didn't know if that was like a reference.
Well, they were talking about Zaz stealing the pizza from Selena. Well, because they were talking about how Selena shouldn't be stealing the pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. And then Zaz comes in and
asserts, like, it's a dominance on top of dominance thing.
Yes.
Actually, there is kind of a dominance and non-dominance among Selena that it's very much, like, does she... Because she doesn't command her own universe yet.
No.
Like, as a character, but she still has autonomy, but not enough to, like...
Yeah, she still needs somebody to guide her.
Yes, I was about to say groom, and I'm like, you're done with the cat puns. Can you just move on from the cat puns, Steve? So, Bruce is officially baby Batman now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, for a second, I thought they were actually going to really kind of make him Batman, and I was kind of like, I think that's a little too soon.
Yeah.
But now he's, like, in formation.
He's a knightly vigilante.
Yes.
They're calling this probably 10 episode run a Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. So I would not be shocked if
if he calls himself the Dark Knight.
He calls himself the Dark Knight, or the Gotham Gazette calls him the Dark Knight, or something like that moves forward. But it looks like next week he's getting Kevlar vest and a cowl and like all the things you would expect.
Oh, yeah, his suit.
All the things
you
would
suit.
Expect of a Batman, even if it's a
16-year-old
Batman.
When are we
going to
see the cape
Batman.
Come back?
The cape came... it looked like he had a cape next week.
Cave.
Oh, the cave.
The Bat Cave. Because, like, we saw that at the beginning, but we haven't really seen it since.
Yeah. You would assume he's renovating the Bat Cave. He's got money.
Yeah, right?
He's got money. He's got the command of a company.
He can hire an interior designer to handle that.
Yeah, he can totally. I don't think you hire an interior designer for a cave.
I would.
I mean, if I were Batman, I don't think I'd hire that many vendors.
Yeah, that's fair.
It would be me, Alfred, and then just Google, I think.
Yes.
Pinterest.
I like the new club that Penguin's built.
I really like that new club.
I like that Enigma is right in the center and frozen and, like, on display.
On display, I also like he's the kind of master manipulator of the media, because I tweeted out that I tweeted out when they were initially, like, hassling him,
mm-hmm.
that I was like, man, like, Gotham has a, like, better fourth estate than, like, we do. Like, we in real life do. Like, that media is pretty hard on him.
Right?
But then I realized, like, he's kind of playing the, like... He's pretty much playing them.
Yes.
Like, to a point where he's taking down a whole gang publicly. Although, minus the virus getting in his face, and now the headline kind of, like, bastardizing him.
Uh-huh.
I think, like, he was doing a good job of playing the media.
He was. They were eating it up. I think he's, like, a media whore. Like, they like him.
Yeah, I think
they like to follow him. He gives them good sound bites.
Definitely great. He gives them good sound bites. He knows what they're looking for. He knows that it needs to be salacious.
It's like a Kardashian.
Well, they've alluded to this when he ran for mayor last October, that, like, at one point his slogan was make Gotham great again. He was literally in, like, for, like, the campaign episode, he was literally wearing orange. Like, there have been tropes
references.
Upon tropes of this in all the comics, that he very much was running for mayor as a Donald Trump like figure.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy they kind of shied away from him staying mayor, because that would just be too much.
Yeah,
that would be too much. And by too much, I mean a literal distraction.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I'd rather he just run the underworld, because that makes sense for this character. He was already mayor.
He wasn't a political...
He was already mayor. He doesn't need to be mayor again. Like, you've played that card. Now he's doing the license to crime, and, like, he's doing all that stuff.
He's still checking it.
Yeah, speaking of the license to crime, Bruce, who's now a vigilante, finds the guy who has the list.
Yes.
So, like, he's just going to get his hand on the list, and then he's just
going to
get
to run down.
Yeah, what's
he
going to
do with the list? Like, is he just going to go after them one by one? Like, I was a little confused about that.
I think so. I think his plan is I think his plan is to... Because we also get the exposition that Penguin doesn't actually handle the list.
He has
this
guy.
He has a guy.
He has people for that.
He's a guy who handles... the licensing of crime in Gotham based on Penguin's yes or no.
I didn't expect it to be that guy, though.
Eh. I think...
I thought it would be someone a little more internal that we had seen before.
Well, there's bureaucracy and enforcement. He struck me as the bureaucrat.
Yeah.
Zaz is the enforcement.
Yes.
Zaz makes sense as an enforcer of...
That's fair.
So, like, if an unlicensed crime is happening, that guy finds out about it and tells Zaz, and Zaz shows up.
Zaz handles it.
That guy's not going to intimidate an actual criminal.
I need a Zaz in my life.
We all need a Zaz. We all just need, or a Butch.
Or a Butch.
I always, like, I've long said I need a Butch to just kind of, just back me up on stuff. Like,
yeah.
The majority of the time, it doesn't feel like he's doing anything, but his presence is enough to just have people take me seriously. Yeah. But, it looks like his plan is to move forward. So he's going to get a list and literally run down the list, and it's going to be kind of arrowy. If he gets his hands on the list.
Yeah. I think he will.
I think he will, but similar to this show, whereas they lead you into what the trope would be.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if this show were happening in the mid-90s, he would get his hands on the list, and then he would run down the list, like, all year.
Yeah. And that would be the season.
That would be the whole season, is baby Brute, running down this list.
Yes.
Whereas this show has a pace that I love, like a breakneck speed that I love.
Yeah.
That I would not be shocked that if he gets his hands on the list, like, this week or next week, that within, like, an off-screen episode 2 to episode 3.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right, I'm
he
looking.
He loses the list, like, he finishes it.
Yeah, like, there's, like, 3 more people left on that list that are actual trouble, that come up with actual stakes and drama. They're like, I'm going to deal with them this week, and then the list is over.
Yeah.
But, like, this show constantly moves at such a breakneck speed that you would think, like, this is the milk it TV trope. All right, cool, let's move through.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Yeah, I feel like Jim really has me kind of, like, unimpressed with him this season, too. What do you think? Or this episode. Like, he's such a, like, do-good... That last season, I kind of liked that there was, like, a little bit of dark Jim coming out.
Yeah.
And then now we're just, like, back to Jim does good. Jim goes on the right path.
To be fair to Jim, like, he's still
that character to kind of...
He's still the character we know.
Struggle.
Yeah, I do. Well, But he's still struggling. He's struggling with Bullock's pragmatism. In a world where crime figures are down, the world itself is ultimately, at least in this episode, siding with Penguin, that what he's doing is good and he's doing a good thing, and unionizing crime is good.
Yeah.
Because then that's a great spin.
Yeah.
Like, that's an incredible PR spin that, like, I hope to never see in my lifetime in real life, of just like, no, crime will be better and lower because we'll allow it.
Right.
But unionize it.
Right.
And license it. Like,
but I feel like that actually, I mean, do you think that would really work in real life, though?
Not that formally.
Yeah.
I think, to a certain extent, I feel like that kind of happens. If you talk about macro criminology and police funding, for sure, that does kind of happen. Where it's a matter of, if we had this much money, we can stop this much crime. But if we had this much money... We could stop this much crime. We have to find the acceptable number.
Yeah, that fine line.
And then leave the actual problem of community policing that could literally stop, like, daily street crime.
Yeah.
Leave that to the people you're not paying enough.
That's fair.
But to a certain extent, that does already happen in our world. It's just not as clear as, like, get out of here, criminal.
Yeah.
Although I do, like, in... the world of Gotham and the world of Batman, it's always kind of like Arkham is always kind of a revolving door anyway.
Yeah.
That at least there's that level of, like,
well, like Arkham. I want to visit Arkham.
Me too.
Like, yeah. Like,
as a visitor.
Like,
as a protected visitor.
Everybody in their cage. Like, I'm good with that.
There's a lot of talk in the chat about AfterBuzz TV needs a Butch.
Needs a Butch.
I would love to just have a Butch. Right?
You can have a Butch. I want a Zaz.
That's fair. I think we should just do that. I think.
I'm, like, digging, like, Zaz was fine the last couple seasons, but, like, I'm really feeling it this season.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Zaz. I'm happy we're getting
enough
of him.
A real force to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of done with Butch.
Butch will come back. Butch will come back and be stronger
than ever. I want Barbara to come back.
Well, we all want Barbara to come back. I think
Barbara's my favorite.
Do you have anything else before we, because we're bordering on predictions already. Do you have anything else before we jump on into predictions?
No, I don't. I'm ready to jump into predictions. I mean, other than wanting a Zazz, which I've already
Well, is that
said,
a prediction? That's a
and,
want.
No, and wanting Barbara back, those are my two closing points before I move into predictions.
Then let's go.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
All right.
Yes.
Do we think Bruce is going to run down the list for 2 weeks? Well, A, do we think Bruce is going to get his hands on the list? He seems to get in that building pretty easily.
I think he's going to get his hands on the list, but it's not going to be what he expects. Or it's not going to happen the way he's anticipating. I think he thinks he's going to get the list and run down and solve all of that. And I don't think it's going to happen that graciously.
I either think there's going to be a complication with him getting the list, or he gets the list and knocks off 80% of the criminals, like, pretty much off screen.
I feel like
it's one of those two options.
Okay. I feel like he's going to get the list and there's going to be a curveball and he's not going to be able to complete it.
That's fine. But I've made predictions like that before and then literally he had the list. He knocked 80% of people off the list and it's over. Like a break.
Okay.
He did that in the commercial break. Like this show tends to move at a breakneck speed,
but it's
one of those, it's one or the other. The crane virus.
Yes.
And the Scarecrow in general, do we think he's just next week or do we think, well, obviously in the sense that nobody dies in Gotham. So like,
I think he's just next week.
He's just next week.
I think he's just next week. I think they used it as a way to introduce the season with a bang. And I think he's going to fade out and there's going to be a new
Speaking of
plot
that,
thickening.
What do we think Gordon will see when he gets sprayed with the virus? Because we see he gets sprayed with the virus.
I think Lee's going to be there and I think Barbara's going to be there.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually not that. Like a two-headed monster that's both me and Barbara, maybe. Anything like that. He hasn't encountered anything. Like maybe.
Or he's going to see himself as evil.
Yep.
Or himself as
an alcoholic or just literally himself.
Yeah.
As he's demonized. As he sees himself coming. Like any of those three things. Do we think the Denton gang? I think they're done.
We're done. I think they're done.
I think
they were
one,
born.
But I think the one guy who found Scarecrow, he might become Scarecrow's underling.
Okay.
Like coming in next week, I'll make that prediction. Now I think he becomes Scarecrow's underling.
And Scarecrow doesn't kill him.
Yeah, Scarecrow uses him as a bit of an underling, and then he, because that actor, I've seen his face a lot. That he doesn't strike me as a one and done.
Okay.
That's somebody who watches
not a wham bam thank you ma'am.
Well that's somebody who watches a lot of television that you could be like, I've seen that actor in 50 credits, all of which were more than one, like all of which were more than one episode. He's got a run here.
Yeah.
Anything about Bullock and the GCPD? I'm trying to think structurally.
I feel like Bullock's gonna slowly, I feel like somebody's gonna replace Bullock by the end of the season.
And Ivan Soto in the chat is letting us know that Bruce already got the list.
Oh, he got
there,
the list.
Yeah, he got the list. He turned the lights out. He came and got the list.
Okay. So
it was a little fast for us.
Okay.
So he definitely has the list. I'm sticking with my prediction that he pretty much runs down most of the list leading into, like, by the time we see him next week.
Okay.
And when he gets, like, the, what I like to call the Bond scene that he's clearly having with Lucius.
Yeah.
That by that point he's like, I need the stuff for like three more
to
people.
Really yeah for like to really more, finish it off hard.
For like this one last guy and then I vanquished crime in Gotham.
But then what happens after that?
That guy begat some more crime and then Penguin, because also Penguin like falls, so like there's Zazz to enforce it, but then there's no list to enforce, and like a lot of this plan seems to be falling apart.
Yeah.
And
he already lost the list.
When does Nigma get unfrozen?
Oh, I would say by like the fourth or fifth episode. I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than later.
My inclination would be soon. My inclination would be episode 10, so probably.
Oh, wow.
But so that at the pace of Gotham, that's probably episode 4.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen a lot sooner than you would typically anticipate that.
Yeah, and
I think in a traditional sense, I would expect it to happen towards the end of the season. But like you said, Gotham moves at such a different pace that I think it would happen a lot earlier.
James Mirror Domains in the chat, Enigma won't be thawed until mid-season. That's what James thinks. That's what I think in my heart of hearts, but I've been burned before on Gotham. Where
I think it's going to happen sooner.
Where I'm correct on a prediction and then wrong on the, completely wrong on the timeline. Where
I think the whole Scarecrow thing is going to burn out, and then that's when they're going to introduce Enigma back in.
Yeah. I feel like we can have a monster of the week before
okay.
that. I know this show
in between.
I know this show shies away from monsters of the week, but like every now and again, that's fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, as a B storyline of just like, yeah, he's the ventriloquist. He's here and now he's gone.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Do you have any predictions at large? I think we're good otherwise.
I think that we're going to probably see Batman by the end of the season. I think that's a really big prediction, but I feel like we've reached that point. We've waited so long that now we've really introduced him, and we're introducing him so fast that I feel like Batman's coming soon.
That lingers into a prediction I've been thinking of, which is, and I've spoke at great length on this show about a season four even happening, and now that a season four has happened, I feel like barring a ratings bonanza, that we're less likely to see a season five, because the reason we got a season four was so they can make it to enough episodes to syndicate either on cable or on just television in general.
Okay.
So we may know that answer by mid-season.
Uh-huh.
And if so, I think we can see what I would like to call a Smallville ending. Because Smallville ran for a really long time where it was like, it's just going to be Clark Kent. There's going to be no Superman. He's not going to fly. Like, and as the show kept running, the only real thing they never actually did was have him be Superman. So the very last shot of the show was just him being Superman.
I feel like that's...
So that if they end season four knowing it's it, then we see him be Batman.
I feel like they're setting up the basis for that.
I think they're definitely setting that up. I want to see six more seasons of this show. Absolutely.
Batman?
No, I would like to, at the pace they're going, where it's just Gotham. Also, keep in mind, this show does not stick to its canon at all, and that's why I love it. Because it does not feel beholden to its canon, it does not care. It does not care that we think it should be beholden to its canon. Yeah. It's like, no, he's Penguin, and that's about it. He doesn't actually look like a giant Danny DeVito Penguin.
Right.
Like, it's just cool and stylized, and it's our version of these characters that have a small root in the comics you know and love.
I think that's what I appreciate about it, especially because I'm not someone who's familiar with the comics, but once I started watching the show, I really kind of came to appreciate it. And I like this show. It's fun to kind of see it. And being that I didn't follow the comics, I'm always thinking, like, does it follow the original storyline? And then when I chat with people who really are familiar with the comics, they tell me, like, it doesn't. But
no,
that makes me happy, because I feel like if I knew both, I would be a little disappointed.
I don't know about disappointed, because they take a lot from the comics.
Yeah.
But they don't feel beholden to any one canon. Like, they have a guy named Jerome who's very clearly the Joker, but he's not actually the Joker. And, like, the argument would be that he's never actually going to be the Joker so much as he's going to do enough crime in the earlier days of Batman that when the actual Joker happens to the actual Batman, he'll have been influenced.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of, like, mantle characters like that this show utilizes so well. And that, I think once they got over that hump of season one of no one's expecting, like, after season one, I don't think anyone was actually expecting them to be beholden to the canon.
Right.
And once they did that, they had mantle characters, they had originality, they had everything they wanted. And I think that's what we can look forward to in a season four of Gotham. I'm trying to think if I or the chat have any more...
Are there any big predictions?
Any more predictions? I feel, because there are so many. James Mirror Domains said they could do two, maybe three more seasons before he has to become Batman.
I feel like we're at that point where he has to become Batman already. Or maybe that's just my lack of patience.
Also, they're saying because Selina has the whip, which is what Catwoman has, does Bruce get Batarangs?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get some toys? Like, I'm okay. Maybe
I don't think they're gonna. I think they're gonna be like new.
He's gonna get boomerangs. Like he'll get toys. I'm okay. Yeah, like, I think it's been four seasons. He's finally allowed to get some toys.
I think they'll bring in some fun, like groovy, futuristic tools for him.
I'm also Amanda Powell in the chat asked if we were going to talk about Talia. I think Talia isn't going to make it the next 10 episodes. That's my prediction, and I think it'll be at Selena's hand because she wants to move forward.
Yeah, I feel like I'm done with her, with Talia.
I'm not done with her. She's an incredible character, but I think...
Like, I've had my fun with her.
I think Selena turning on her to find a grander picture would be much bigger.
Foreshadowing for...
And are we shipping Bruce and Selena?
I feel like it's the predictable one, but if I had to pick a ship, I'm still strong on my Penguin Zaz.
Really? Yeah. So if you had to pick a ship, you would not ship Bruce and Selena?
I feel like it's just the predictable choice. Like, everybody wants it to happen. They know that the viewers want it to happen. So I just want to be a rebel.
Okay. Oh, well, I think Bruce and Selena is, like, end game for Gotham.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, I think Bruce and Selena are great for each other. I think Batman and Catwoman
are not
terrible
for
each other.
I agree.
So I think we exist in this time where they should, like, those crazy kids should just get it together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he should get over his, he should get over his nurturing, and she should get over her,
need to run?
Yeah, that's a good way. Or, like, also her, just her wildness. Like, I think there's ultimately just,
she needs to be tamed.
Well, but she needs to want to be tamed.
I think she secretly wants to be tamed.
I don't think she does.
I think she does.
But if people wanted to talk to you about if she does or doesn't and want to be tamed, not tamed, they want to tame you. Where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me at Just Plain Zach. Z-A-C-K.
Nice. And they can find me on Twitter at Steve Kaufman. That is K-A-U-F-M-A-N-N. I do a lot of shows here at AfterBuzz TV. I tweet about them regularly. I am also doing a vlog called The Sober Year. You can go to thesoberyear.com where I just completed week 14 of being alcohol free. I'm going to do 52 of them. Hence a sober year.
Good for you.
So you can check that out and check us out here at AfterBuzz TV next week, where it will be episode 2.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.